Welcome to this special video edition of House Calls for Healthcare Professionals. I'm Dr. Bill Krauts, Senior Director of Worldwide Health for Microsoft in Redmond, Washington. Last time on the program, we took a look at some great new mobile devices that are on the market for busy healthcare clinicians and providers. I pointed out how important it is to think about mobility when you're thinking about information worker solutions for clinicians. Mobility is paramount because we're always on the move. So today, what I want to do is take a look at a really compelling new solution that I came across the other day that I think will be of particular interest to the clinicians in our audience. I'm pleased to be joined by Paul Atkinson. Paul is the CEO and founder of IQ Max. He's also a serial entrepreneur, marketing man extraordinaire, great guy. Welcome to House Calls.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate it.
So, IQ Max, tell me about this solution.
Well, our vision is really to connect healthcare providers with all types of information. We call it get, move, use, and interact with information. So the essence of what we do is we take information from both clinics and hospitals, and we extend that information right down to the mobile device.
So no matter where I am, I get access to my patient information.
Anytime, anywhere, any place.
Okay, I like that. Let's take a look what you got.
Sure. So what we're looking at right here is just a standard, this is the Samsung Verizon i760 using the Wi-Fi Internet Explorer. I'm now logged in as a clinician. I am Dr. Paul Atkinson for this segment. We can easily go in and get my schedule. And in this case, I'm looking at my census list. We can look at mine. We can look at also my entire cardiology list. In this case, I'm looking at my entire cardiology clinic list. We can drive in and get the details for the patient information. And anytime we can go in and get certain key elements for that patient. In this case, we're looking at all of their lab results. We can go in and drive in. In this case, I might be interested in looking at the CBC with differential. Now I get the detailed lab results for this patient.
And I really like the use of color there. We saw that in the alerts and also in the columns. That's real important.
Absolutely. Visual ability to look at this is key with given the small screen. So we really have taken painstaking time to make sure this flows really well with all the physician's workflow. In this case also, we can drive down at any time and look at, for example, transcribed reports. And now, if I'm ready to dictate on this particular patient, I can just tap on my dictate icon, and now I'm literally going to be dictating on this patient right now on my mobile device.
And you know, Paul, I'll tell you, it was actually that function of dictation which caught my attention and said, right, this is something I've got to tell people about. Because as clinicians, we grow up with dictation and transcription. Right. And although we're starting to get away from it, it's still very much a part of our lives. So when I saw a solution that gave me this instant access to my patient information, plus the ability on the fly to do dictation attached to my patient visits, I thought, this is terrific.
Right. Well, we think so too. It really is a strong value proposition. The clinician no longer has to go to the phone, find the phone, use tape recorders. It's all done on a device he has already on his hip. So, and we're linking the patient file to the voice file automatically, which saves a tremendous amount of time and effort on the back end.
And that ends up in some cost savings, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
All right. Show me how you would dictate.
Literally, we just dictated that segment right there.
Okay.
And I have actually completed, and now I'm at the review screen. I can easily either hold that, maybe I'm waiting for a lab report or some other key piece of information to complete my dictation, or at any time I can just tap this and send, and we have wirelessly now connected to all the back-end documentation systems that delivers that voice file back to the back-end systems.
So tell me about the kinds of customers that are using this today.
All kinds of customers, from small office, doc in the box we call it, with one doctor clinic in Bend, Oregon, to significant healthcare institutions and large IDNs with 800 users.
So you don't have to be part of a 1,000 physician group.
Absolutely,
or hospital to take advantage of this.
That's the nice thing about the whole Microsoft platform is we've enabled to scale from one doctor to thousands of physicians to be very cost effective and easy to use.
Now I know one of the things that's going to come up is, but you know, how does this get integrated to my practice management system, my electronic medical record? How does that work?
Well, that's a great question. And one of the things we have done very well is integrating with systems. We've done over 50 back-end systems and counting. Those systems will be practice management systems, electronic medical record systems, all type of HIS systems, McKesson, Siemens, Cerner, Allscripts, Mises. We've done all of those.
So when you talk to your customers and get feedback from your customers, what kinds of things are they saying and what do they particularly like about the application?
Well, they like the capability to do complete mobile. They don't want to be tethered to anything. They want to be able to get information when they want it, where they want it, and then they want to be able to interact with that information. Not just look at the information, but interact with that information.
Yeah, I think there are so many applications out there that let me see my applications, but again, one of the things that excited me about this was that ability to make it transactional, and that's so important.
Absolutely, and we enjoy that, and we've gone through a lot of pain to make that happen easy for the user.
Now, truth in advertising, we are connected to a wireless network here in the Microsoft Studio.
Yes.
But I understand it's pretty zippy even when attached to a cellular network.
Absolutely. It works both Wi-Fi and broadband. So any kind of internet application or internet connectivity works.
And of course, many of our hospitals today and environments we work in have wireless and Wi-Fi, so we can, with this device, connect to that network. And
absolutely,
as you say, when you're out in the far-flung field, in your car, you might be using a cellular network, but it all works.
Seamless.
All right, that's terrific. In terms of, you know, where you're going with this and sort of looking out a few years, I mean, what kinds of things would you like to bring to the platform?
Well, we're working on a couple exciting applications. One, which you'll like, that we can certainly talk about, is we've integrated this to ASR, which is automated speech recognition.
Oh,
so now you'll be able to dictate, and it'll go to one of our partners, MedQuest, that will automatically convert that into text. The other thing we're working on as well is we're doing e-signature. So not only will we be able to create the documentation, but we'll be able to deliver that document back so you can actually sign off on the mobile device.
Wow. Well, Paul, we're just about out of time. Paul Atkinson, President and CEO, IQ Max, a solution I think you'll definitely want to take a look at. Thanks for coming on over.
Thank you very much.
Making the journey to visit with us today. And until next time on Health Calls for all of us at Microsoft, I'm Dr. Bill Krauts. Thanks for watching.